It may not be coming to a latte near you, but a Victorian researcher has been unlocking the secrets of a unique milk, which could be a big help to the chicken industry, among other things. Pigeon milk is not a topic that's produced volumes of research, and it's for that reason a fellow from Deakin University wanted to know more. Dr. Megan Craven explains how she found her way into researching pigeon milk and what it could mean for humans and animals.
So I did my undergraduate at Deakin Uni, and I saw in the honours project booklet that they had that there was a project on pigeon milk. So I thought, I've got to do that because I need to know more about this. So I ended up doing my honours project and my PhD on pigeon milk.
What is pigeon milk?
So it's lots of birds regurgitate food to their young, which is seeds and worms and stuff. They break it up a bit and regurgitate it to their young. But pigeons are a bit different because the males and the females actually make this substance in their crop, which is next to their throat. So it's essentially epithelial cells that proliferate and accumulate, and they've got all kinds of goodies in them.
So essentially almost like a mammal, they produce this substance to feed their young.
Yeah, so during my PhD I found that essentially the function's exactly the same. It's got its own microbiome, it's got all of the nutrients the baby needs, and it helps, we found, to help make chickens healthier.
So what was the goal? Tell us about your PhD in terms of the topic and what you wanted to find out.
It was a basic science project. We wanted to find out what was going on. How was pigeon milk made? What was going on in the crop? Because nothing was known about this. There was a little bit of work done starting in the 1800s. They did some histology on pigeon milk. But not much else after that was known. So we're basically looking at the basic science and where it could take us, what its applications might be.
I feel very strange asking this, but how do you milk a pigeon?
Well, it's not very easy because it's not a gland, so it's not like milking a cow, because it accumulates in the crop. So you have to make a little incision in the crop to get the milk out.
And then you get the milk and you've been analysing it, what with a view of being able to recreate it so you don't have to get this milk from pigeons?
Yeah, exactly. It's not efficient to milk pigeons. So we've sequenced the DNA sequence and the protein sequences, and now we can actually make these proteins ourselves in the lab.
So what are the implications for that? What now you know how to do this and now you've sequenced pigeon milk, what happens now?
So the project that I just got awarded last night, we're going to be looking at some bioactive proteins that we've discovered in the pigeon milk that are also similar to proteins in mammalian milk, and they kill salmonella species. So we're really excited that this could have an application for the poultry industry to prevent salmonella infection in poultry.
So you can create a product then like pigeon milk that you can give to chickens that's not antibiotics but kills salmonella, and obviously that being a huge issue in that industry, you can find a more natural way of controlling that bacteria.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do, because antibiotics are bacteria is becoming resistant to antibiotics. We need to find alternatives, and this is a perfect natural alternative.
Are there more applications for pigeon milk?
There's quite a few. Cancer research would be a big one because it is proliferation of the crop, and after they've finished lactating, it turns itself off. So if we can understand the mechanisms happening at this time, it could be helpful for cancer research.
So you could almost find an off switch for some cancers, like what happens in the pigeon crop.
Yeah, and I know people have looked at this in the human mammary gland or the cow mammary gland, but it might be slightly different in the pigeon. We just don't know.
That must be exciting to work in a field that there's not a lot of knowledge in, because I'd imagine we think these days in science so much is already known.
It is really unusual for me, and when I saw that there was some other groups in China and publishing some papers, I was like, wow, someone else is working on it.
Oh, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. The more we know, the more we can do with it.
I suppose when we're talking pigeon milk and everything, we're not going to see pigeon milk lattes or anything anytime soon?
Absolutely not. It's a pretty valuable resource and hard to come by, and it's kind of like cottage cheese, so...
Ew.
It's pretty gross, and it stinks. It's disgusting.